Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that.
Yes.
We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
It could be a heart attack.
What? A heart attack?
A heart attack. It could be a cancer diagnosis. Sooner or later, you get the wake-up call.
Oh, that's like Mom. She used to say, you're always going to get something. You just don't know what, but you're going to get something.
Right. Well, for me, it was a stroke. I lost my ability to speak. Think of what that would have done for
Mark, your husband.
Yeah, well, think of what it would have done for the Bitchin' Sisters. But physically, I was normal. And after calling 911, we traveled for half an hour to a hospital emergency room. I tried to speak during the long ride, and I thought of the ways my life would change if I never regained my speech.
Were you able to talk?
I would go, like, I tried to say Mark, and I would be like, meh. And I thought, this is how I'm going to sound for the rest of my life. But, I thought about how my life would change because what are you going to do? You can't speak. If my husband wanted to hear my voice, he could always listen to a past episode of Bitchin' Sisters. But maybe I'd have to learn sign language, and so would he. Or would I have a device that could speak for me? With a little computer voice or something. Who knows?
Well, at least you have options.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. But after about an hour, the stroke resolved and I could speak again.
What were your first words?
I don't know. I know I was in the CT scan thing and I knew I could talk again. And I just, I can talk. But after many tests, I was given a clean bill of health. My only risk factor for future strokes is my age.
Oh, boy. Nothing you can do about
that. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Something, as Mom said, is going to happen sometime. But what? And when? I began to wonder how I'd get along when the wake-up call came. An apartment in town? Assisted living? What about all our belongings?
These are things...
The pets.
That you start thinking
pets.
About.
I began panicking a bit.
Yeah.
Have you had a wake-up call like this? I don't think so.
What do you mean? I have
You're practically bionic.
I know. Two hip replacements, a knee replacement, six...
What about
six
your
magnets
intestine?
In my balls. Six balls in my neck.
Luckily, they were...
Yes, I've had this wake-up call.
Yeah. Well, our mother, Edna, you know, she swore that she would never be a burden. That was her word.
Yep.
To her children, because her mother and dad's mother lived with them for many years rather than going to a nursing home. But she said she would never do that to us.
She wanted to have a life after raising kids.
Well, she just didn't want to have to come and, you know, eat the food that we fix and watch the TV programs that we watch. Anyway, so they planned. And she planned to go into assisted living.
Which she did.
Yeah, and how long was she there? Like less than a month.
Yeah.
And then she died. So much for plans. And Dad died in a hospital bed, so no worries there. And as I remember, Nancy, your former husband, Gene, had a whole retirement business planned.
Yes, he did. He had just started it.
And what was it? It was some kind of a machine. It was something for farmers.
Yeah, it was... Well, he had different things.
So he had this all planned out. This is what it's going to be like. And then he died suddenly before he retired. He died when he was, about 50?
52.
52 years old. Well, I've been retired for 16 years. I've been in good health for my age, now 81. My husband is 77, and he's also in incredibly good health. But many people are not as lucky as we are. Mark likes to brag that he's the only person among our friends who has all his own joints. Boo, boy, big.
Hey, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and I've had hip replacements. Many friends have had several replacements, like you. Some have survived cancer and prospered.
Yeah, I had that too. Cancer.
What? When?
You remember? I was 27.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I do remember. Yeah, you did. And here you are. But many people have been faced with the wake-up call. They answer, I'm not ready yet. Having an emotional support person is a great help.
Well, like your husband.
Yeah. We have a friend who has congestive heart failure. She is the most upbeat, enthusiastic, and adventurous person I know. She is on oxygen 24/7, but that doesn't stop her. She goes on vacations and travels to see her grandchildren's sports events.
Good for her.
She said, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to live. But what the wake-up call has done for me, it has pounded into my head, plan ahead. I know. Things are only going to get worse. Be prepared. That's what I want to do. I don't want to leave my home in the country. I don't want to live in town. I've been in this place for over 40 years. So, haha. My answer is to build a tiny house on our property. The Amish call it a pappy house, and that's where they let the old people live in peace. Where I, or Mark and I, could live on one level with reduced upkeep. We could keep our pets, and we could stay in this neighborhood that I love. But this might just be a silly dream. Maybe the wake-up call will be, your time is up. There's not going to be any little house. You're done. It's over.
Well, you never know. But at least you have the mind to think about it.
And plan ahead. Yeah.
Well,
that, that makes me feel much better. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Morning with the steward comes to bring her mail. She swallows the nail dutifully, rolls over and goes back to bed. She dreams about the night she was running naked on the sand, with a string of water pearls and a clutch of ruby. Start another